Hey, we're Stormstress.
And you're listening to 91.5 FM
WMFO Medford.
Tufts Freeform Radio.
Sleep for 20 years. If I'm sound asleep, a thousand.
Troubles away. They watch your troubles away. They watch your troubles away. Your troubles, your troubles, your troubles, your troubles away. Thank you.
Hello, hello, hello. It is 6:12. Let me get everybody's mic on. And we are here at WMFO. WMFO, Tufts Medford Freeform Radio. And we have a couple guests in the studio today. Yay. We have Luhu Music.
Hi. And,
say hi.
Hi.
And then we have Therese. She's going to do a really, well, Luhu Music, sorry. She is going to do a live song for us, which she's getting ready for right now. And then we have Therese, who is going to do astrology for us. It's so fun to have you ladies here.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
So what mic are you on? Is it... We're going to do this all on the air.
This one?
Yeah. Does it say a number?
Four.
Four. And you're on?
Three.
Okay, cool. I'm going to turn off two. So while we're getting ready, we're going to play a Bill Withers song because everywhere I'm going, I hear Bill Withers. I go, who sings that? Mm-hmm. And then my husband always goes, it's Bill Withers. But we're going to be back with a song from Luhu Music and with Therese. So sit tight and listen to this song by Bill Withers.
If you need a friend, call me. If you need a friend,
call me.
If you ever need a friend,
call me.
Call me.
Call me.
Call me.
And we're back. You're listening to Gene on Scene at WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio 91.5. And now in the studio, we're very excited to have Luhu Music. She actually is an artist that was that actually sprouted from COVID and some other calamities in her life. And she picked up a guitar and she now has written an original song called Don't. Please go to Spotify and look for Luhu Music, LOOHOOMUSIC.
Yes.
Yes.
You're the best.
So she's going to play us a song and enjoy.
Thank you.
This on Spotify.
You can.
I love it.
Thank you.
Oh, it soothes my heart.
Aww.
That's so good. I love that.
Thank you.
Good
Thank
work. You. My God.
Yeah.
I was telling Luhu Music when we were riding into the studio that all I can play on a guitar is Twinkle Twinkle Little Star. So this was a big treat.
Thank
big
you.
Treat.
Good.
And you are gonna play something for us.
Sure.
In a little bit.
Okay.
We'll play some music. We're going to play, if I can get this up and running here. And you played, this is live in the studio. I just want everybody to know there was no special mic for her guitar.
No.
We have the AC blaring.
Yeah.
We have me clicking away on the computer. I mean, this is a professional.
And we literally just walked in the door 30 seconds ago. There was no practicing. There was no
I'm like, you're on, go. I'd be like, la. I would not do very well. Yeah, in the car. Do you have a plan? No, I have no plan. Is this what we're going to do on the stage? And yeah, really. So yeah, we're gonna listen to some music. Then we're going to come back. Teresa's going to tell us some cool stuff.
Yeah.
And then we're going to hear some more Luhu music.
Cool.
So stick around, everyone.
The 6 o'clock alarm would never...
7 a.m.
What number is this, Chip?
7A.
Okay, you know what I mean? Like, don't get excited, man. It's because I'm short, I know.
Oh, I could hide 'neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring, but it rings. And I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor's cold and it stings. Cheer up, sleepy Jean. Oh, what can it mean to a daydream believer and a homecoming queen? You once thought of me as a white knight on his steed. Now you know how happy I can be. Oh, and our good time starts and ends without dollar one to spend. But how much, baby, do we really to a daydream believer and a homecoming queen? Cheer up, sleepy Jean. Oh, what can it mean to a daydream believer and a homecoming
You're listening to WMFO 91.5, Tufts Freeform Radio. We have special guest Luhu Music, and we have Therese right now that's going to tell us everything about astrology. Yes.
Are we going now?
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Ready?
Yeah, are you ready?
Oh, I'm so ready.
Yes.
I'm a Leo, you know,
yes.
So I do like the spotlight.
I love Leo.
Jean, what are
Pisces.
You?
I'm a Pisces. You're
I
a Pisces?
Pisces, yes. Yeah. That's why I like you, Jean.
Yeah. Oh,
I know.
Those dreamy water signs.
I love Leos.
Well, I actually have a Cancer moon.
Ooh.
So that's my,
water.
You know, emotional,
wait, no,
watery.
That, is that
yes.
Water? That is water. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, Cancer,
water.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah. The little crab. Okay.
Yes.
So let's get down to brass tacks.
All right. I'm gonna turn off all the mics so it's all just
okay.
You.
Ooh. Okay. So we are a little over a week into Leo season. And Leo, as you know, is a fire sign, high energy, passion, action, I'm going to talk mostly about the positive aspects of Leo. Rather, I feel like, you know, they all get a bad rap, don't they?
Yeah. They all, now the mics are back on. Yeah,
you know,
no.
Everybody talks about, I mean, yeah, just the shadow side.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Okay, so, all right. So, Leos, seek out joy, right? Be robustly yourself. Don't be anyone else. Don't apologize. Be creative and love on your people. And
yes.
Protect your people.
Those so, but if you're not a Leo, does this pertain?
Yes.
If it's a Leo.
This is the season.
And we're all Pisces, then we go, we're going to be Leos right now?
Yeah, you can, you know, we all have these different aspects. We're all impacted by the elements,
yes.
Right? And, you know, fire, water, earth, wind. I mean, we're all impacted by it. So, but right now, we're in a waning gibbous moon.
Ooh, what does this mean?
That means that we're only 30% illuminated. So, you're just going to have like a little, like, light crescent. Okay?
Oh, yeah.
So, the moon's getting darker. It's at the end of its cycle. And it's a time where energy is a little bit lower, which you would think, oh, but Leo, it's high energy. Well, you know, life is cyclical, right?
Right.
So, and we're not constantly in Leo season. And even within Leo season, we're going to go through different cycles. So that's important to remember. So it's a slowing down.
Like that.
Right? It's also a taking inventory and looking internally and letting go of what isn't working.
Ooh.
So it's like a composting time. And
ooh.
This is actually fitting because the moon is in Taurus right now.
Bull.
Which is... but, you know, a very grounded, it's a slow, contemplative earth sign, right? So it tends to be more, you know, very stable, and it's based in the physical.
Ah.
So, because it can be hard to look at, you know, okay, what do I need to let go of?
Right.
What is the stuff that hasn't been working? That cannot feel good. So Taurus, because it focuses on the physical, it's going to really remind us to take care of ourselves.
Ooh.
While we're doing this, because that's some hard work. You know,
yeah.
You want to be you want to.
I want to keep everything.
Yeah, fortify
yourself.
Yeah,
I'm a hoarder.
Yourself.
Yeah,
right.
No, I need it.
Yeah, so you know, it's going to encourage us to, you know, sleep well, eat well.
Ooh.
You know, just be kind to ourselves.
Yes.
So that's really important because it's tough to let stuff slough off, right? Also, interestingly. Mercury.
Oh no! Don't tell
I know.
Me Mercury.
No, no, I know. When I hear Mercury, I'm like, because it's that planet of analysis, right?
The
it's
copier like, won't work.
Oh, yeah. So Mercury, but Mercury's in Virgo right now, right? Which is another Earth sign, very practical. And they kind of go hand in hand because Virgos are. Very analytical.
Oh.
And so you have the planet of analysis with, you know, nitpicky Virgo, which can be really good because it can really help you decide what do I need to let go of.
Right.
Because Virgos have a really good BS meter.
And,
you know, they're very practical. And so it's going to let you know, okay, no, that's really not serving you. We're going to let that one go. Right? So it's going to kind of work with you.
I like right? that. So it's like a good combination of you need to do this, but then Virgo helps you with what?
Like, okay, let's really look at what needs to go, right? Yeah.
I love that.
And this is all super helpful for clearing out the clutter because we have a new moon, which is the start of the moon cycle coming on Sunday.
So we got to do all this before Sunday?
Yeah, you got to really buckle down.
Oh, no.
And get this stuff knocked out before Sunday, okay?
So
because Sunday is the new moon in Leo.
Oh, okay.
Right? So this new moon in Leo is asking us, it's not about like the big spotlight. I mean, Leo does love the big spotlight, but it's asking us, how do we really want to show up as a power of example,
ooh.
Right? So it's not just, I want to be Ethel Merman, because all Leos want to be Ethel Merman, right? But it's, how can I really show up as a positive influence, right?
Right.
How can I live according to my values and be my best self consistently in not great situations, not great environments, right? So this is really about cultivating true self-esteem. you know, right. And self-esteem
the
is
authentic.
Really...
authentic.
Right. It's, you know, it is definitely part of Leo, but sometimes this is the shadow part. Sometimes Leos look toward, you know, accolades, applause, affirmation right. to sort of feel good. And this is, no, you're really going to work on how can I be my true self and feel good about who I am in all these tricky situations coming up.
Right. Right? Instead of the dog and pony show.
Exactly. Yes. Exactly. Yeah. So, you know, but when I was doing my homework for this and thinking about this, I thought, gosh, you know, we're going to be our authentic, strong selves in any situation, which I think means there's some kind of tricky stuff coming up.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, the preparation for whatever it is. Right.
Right.
But Leo, I mean, that's all positive, but it's like work. So I don't know much about, I know some things about astrology, but it's always like when to do certain things. Like it'll just be easier to do the clearing out now if you have all this stuff in alignment.
Yes. And it's a little, you know, it's a slower time. So it's not a, okay, let's get it done. Let's, you know, it's sort of a, you know, it's a taking stock, letting go. It's not, because new moons are when you start to just plant the seeds a little bit. You know, it's not the big culmination of the full moon.
Ah.
Right? That's when the stuff kind of comes.
And the new moon, is it all dark?
Yes. So that's like the best time.
Because I thought new moon was the full moon.
No, new moon, it's totally dark. Oh. And yeah, so that will be on Sunday. It's the best time to stargaze too, which, you know, we've got the... the meteors that are coming.
So does meteors do anything with all this stuff?
Gosh, now you're stumping me. Now you're stumping me. Probably.
Yeah, I mean,
add some more sparkles to the sky.
Right. Yeah. No, that's the thing. I mean, just to have those big... I love listening. There's a guy that writes for Spirit of Change, Eric Littner. And he, every time I see him, he's like, the full astrologer, like he speaks at this holistic thing that I go to. He's like, all the stars are the same as it was during Civil War.
I know. That's so crazy.
It's just weird to go back. And then he actually does everybody's charts. He goes, oh, the Leos are probably all over there. Oh. And they're like, right. That,
you're
you
like,
know.
I'm there.
Yeah. Right. So I love you doing this. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thanks for asking me to come
on. You have to come back.
Oh,
both you
guys. Leo would love to come back.
Yeah. Yes. The stars and the moon align for you to come back.
I think you're right.
Ooh. All right, we're gonna listen to some music, and then we're gonna come back with Luhu Music. She's gonna do one more song for us.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay, 'cause I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Sitting on a dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change. Everything still remains the same. I can't do what 10 people tell me to do, so I guess I'll remain the same. Listen, sitting here resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, two
thousand miles I roam just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of a bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of a bay, wasting time.
You guys, you're listening to WMFO Tufts Freeform Radio. We have Therese, we have Luhu Music here, and she's gonna sing us a cool Cranberries song. You guys are so lucky. Thank you, Luhu Music.
Like Dolores O'Riordan was in here with us.
Oh my god. And those
right?
notes that and was... everything. I'd be all, if mine would be like a cat scratching, like
such a haunting melody. It's
I know. Thank you. I'm sorry, I sang a little bit. I was like,
I did too. Then
I'm such a fool for you.
Were you singing along?
Yeah.
I thought I heard like another voice. Like,
I thought the mics were off. That's why I joined in. I was like, he's singing. Why not?
It's like, it's community sometimes.
It's awesome singing. Yeah.
No, it was all you. No, then I shut up. I was like, oh no, don't. Because I was going to start to go, then Luhu's music stocks plummet.
Yes.
Who's that girl singing?
It's Luhoo.
It's Luhoo. So good. Is that one of your, like, do you love playing that? Like, what is your favorite to play?
My own.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I don't have a favorite. Every time I pick up the guitar, I play something different.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. I play the same thing.
I get bored. So you said, you know, come on the show. So I did yesterday and today. Well, today I didn't because I was at, you know, the doctor's for my kid and then and then work. But so yesterday I spent some time playing the same song, which I don't normally do. I'll normally pull something up and then I want something else.
I literally can't do that.
Go to the next.
Well, I'm not. You're musical. Like, you just learn. Like, you just, I mean, you just learned this. I mean, I've been, actually, I have a songbook from 1991.
Fun!
Oh. Yes. Still. And you just picked it up and you play it. The guitar, it, like, you have an, like, there's something there. Like, you like playing. I like playing the guitar, too, but I can't.
I had a lot of time in COVID.
Yes. So.
Wow. And if COVID didn't happen, I never would have picked up a guitar. Never.
So you
ever.
Just started learning how to play guitar during COVID?
Yes.
And you taught yourself?
Yes.
My God.
Wow.
I know. Amazing. Yeah. That's crazy. You're just one of those people that pick up things and like, I'm still, literally, I'll play my guitar for you and then you'll see how far you've come. 20 years versus 4 years. But I like doing the same thing. I just do the same thing. I mean, have you ever done a calypso strum?
I don't even know what that is.
Yeah, that took me forever. It's like down, down, up, down, 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 up, down. Yeah.
Well, looking at those arrows telling you which way to strum, drives me nuts. I'd rather just hear it. I still can't follow whatever they say. I just play what I hear.
Oh, so you do play by ear then?
And tabs.
Yeah.
But like the strumming, I went nuts trying to figure out strumming. And then after a while, I'm like, oh, screw it. I'm just going to
play
what I hear. And I'm like, oh, now it sounds so much better, actually, because it just flows if you just play what you hear.
You're inspirational. You've got to come back and play more music for us. And everyone, get on that Spotify and get Don't, because we've all had those relationships. And for me, that song is like, you know, boundaries and like, you know what? I'm not going to do the same thing anymore. Like, I want better. You know what I mean? Instead of the, I love you, come back. You know, I like that. I like, you know, I love art and I love doing art when I'm in pain. So that's why I like music. Like, I use art as the cathart, you know. Something. And now I do art when I'm happy, which is, you know.
Yeah.
Very different from when I used to do it when you can see it side by side. Like, that's when I'm happy. That's not when I'm happy. But to use it as a form and to write about it. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like cathart. It's cathart.
It is,
am I using that word?
Yeah.
Right? All right, now we're going to hear from a Dorchester native, Donna Summer. Yay! Oh. Let's disco, everyone!
Yes!
It must have fallen out of a hole in your brown overcoat. They never said your name, but I knew just who they meant.
Hello, hello. Something just happened. I don't know what it was, but that was Donna Summer on the radio. Cindy, do you want to play something else or do you want me to play some music?
I'll play. I don't care. I don't know. What do you want?
What?
I can hear you now.
Oh, now, now it comes back on. Thank you, radio.
Now I can hear you.
No, I mean, no pressure. Play something. I'm just kidding. What else do you have?
I have Son of a Preacher Man.
Really? Us church-going girls love that.
I don't know. I have Gilligan's.
Oh, yeah! Which one do you, Therese gets to pick?
Oh, my God.
Therese gets
Gilligan's Island.
Yeah. Well, so I was changing all
Unless
the lyrics.
You have
I
company.
Wanted to make it fit us.
Yes! Oh, we got to do that.
I didn't ran out of time. I had that unexpected fall.
I know.
This, yeah, my whole
It's okay.
Was like,
let's do Gilligan's. Is it?
Can you do the OG Gilligan's Island? You just do, or do you want to do the...
Well, I didn't get a chance to do what I wanted with that one. But those are the ones I brought. I think I might... play Preacher Man.
Preacher
better.
Man, that's okay. Yeah.
I know, you're so religious.
Yeah. I know.
I am.
We were talking about our family.
What do you want to hear? We can just pull up anything. I can pull up something. I don't know what you're saying over there.
It's very Latin.
It's Latin. Okay.
No. Play the Preacher Man. That's good.
I love the walls in here, though.
I know.
It's so fancy.
Next time we'll bring fancy.
I love it.
We take you to fancy places.
It's very fancy. Of record albums lining the walls. And then there's like graffiti everywhere.
Yes, everywhere.
Stuff stuck. And even the ceiling, there's like... stuff.
Yeah.
It's so cool in here. And
that's
then she's
these...
got her heads, and now it's working.
Oh, like, good.
Oh,
she can,
yeah.
you can hear stuff.
Super like, loud. Really?
I can't hear her. Super loud. You guys can
it's
turn it
loud.
Down.
It's good loud.
It's good it's loud.
Loud.
You ain't go home deaf. Honey, what's for dinner? What? Okay, Son of a Preacher Man.
All right, fine.
Like a full-on concert. Three
cool.
songs.
Yes.
Woo!
Yeah.
I could just keep going.
Yes. Yes. Well, you're coming back and you can keep going off. For sure. Okay. No, yeah. No, we're just shut off by time.
We have evidence that video did not kill the DJ.
That's true.
The what?
The radio stars.
Video did not.
Video did not kill the radio stars.
Right. Yeah. Oh, my God. The first video on MTV, actually.
Yeah. True.
So thank you so much, everybody, for listening. We're going to do a PSA. And thank you, Luhu Music, for coming.
Thanks for having me.
And thank you, Teresa, for coming. You guys are amazing, and you should come back. Please, please. You want regulars. We should turn it into your shows. I'll just work the board. So we're going to thank you for listening. It's WMFO 91.5, Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm going to play a PSA, and then... the next DJ will be up. Thanks for listening, everyone. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.